Thank you, Madam. Pastor Caiso, do you accept the nomination? Yes, I accept the nomination, sir. Thank you, sir. Are there any more nominations? Sorry, is there a seconder for the nomination? Mr. Matafa?
Thank you, Darren. I second the nomination of Honorable Caiso for the position of acting chair for today's meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Any more nominations? None. Mr. Caiso, you may take the seat as acting chairperson. Thank you.
Take this opportunity and thank members to entrust me with this task today of chairing this session. Also take this opportunity to welcome all of you, the department representatives of the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation, and let me also take this opportunity to say to this committee that we have also been joined by the a new researcher for the committee, Mr. Noluyolo Makazi. Can you stand up so that members can see you? You are welcome. So hopefully you'll work with this committee. Honourable members, today, as we all know, that we are going to receive we have invited the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation to come and make presentation before this committee. And I think it's important to indicate just before we give them, they will have time to make their presentation and members will engage thereafter. But I think it is important from the chair to indicate, to bring some highlight before we proceed as to when we last met with the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation. There were certain issues that this committee raised very sharply. In fact, there was the committee got reserved earlier, where we had to even send back the committee to do proper representation before this committee.
Disturb your chair, but the echo—it was very cold.
What? I don't know who's responsible, but I think someone will assist us. So we had to send back the committee to make proper preparations for this meeting, of which it was done. But there were very emphatic issues that we were raising for this. For the department. One of the issues that I'm just before we move on, honorable members, to raise or to raise as issues that we reflected. We wanted to make an assessment as a committee as to how the budget talked to the issue of service delivery and how does the department does its evaluation or the impact, make assessment of impact of the budget. So we raise some ideas as to really getting some clear indication as to the, how is the spending related to the programs and projects that the department must be able to tell us about the value of money that the government is progressively meeting its developmental objectives of improving the economic well-being of South Africans is one of the issues that we are raising at that time. And scanning and looking at the at this document that we have received, I don't know, members will guide to this meeting. Because we don't want to have a situation which is similar to the previous one where we just read on figures and not getting actually what is the impact in relation to the budget, to what has been outlined in terms of the budget. So we are expecting to see the overall presentation indicating the performance in key programs and helping the government to achieve its broader developmental goals and outlined in the NDP Vision 2030. I think it's one of the thrusts of the area that we are expecting to receive from the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation. So I thought it's important maybe just to highlight where we come from as this committee, because we felt very much strong that should be the direction that we're expecting to get from the department. So let me stop there, honourable members. And let me go straight to apologies.
Thank you, Acting Chairperson. We received 4 apologies. The first one is from Mr. Joseph. Second one is from Mr. Kwankwa. Third one from Mr. Shekima. And then the chairperson, Mr. Buthelezi. Thank you.
Apology for Honorable Clara Zakani, who's also the toxic to the
Honorable
Shangweni, Chair. Apology for Mem Komani, she has changed committees, but she will still come now and again out and that she has changed committees.
Thank you, Honorable Members. So we have invited the department, but just before I give you, I think I should give you around 20 minutes for presentation. And then thereafter, members will engage. But before that, let me just give you...
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Member, I just want to maybe remind you of the issue that the Chairperson has touched upon. Where are we coming from and what was the basis? On the meeting that we held with the APME, where we sent them back, it was on the 13th of November, 2019. Okay. The committee felt strongly. I just want to read you straight verbatim what we said to the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation in that meeting. The DPME must be requested to provide more detailed information in terms of the impact of department and key program performance on service delivery. Most importantly, this was necessitated by the committee's understanding that DPME is a critical role player in ensuring that government department delivered on their mandate. Furthermore, the committee felt that the DPME's presentation, the one for the 13th way, will turn them back. The committee felt that DPME's presentation was shallow and was silent on critical matters of service delivery and the speed and the efficiency at which it was provided to citizens vis-à-vis program performance. In summary, the committee felt that in its current form, the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation's presentation was not talking to the critical issues that the department was expected to focus on addressing, and then it was not helping the committee in doing its work. So, honorable members, when you look at the current presentation that we have, just briefly, the presentation talks to just the target, the performance in terms of the target, what was achieved or not. And we feel that is the portfolio committee matter. Ours, as a standing committee on appropriations, we appropriate money. We need to understand the impact of the underperformance in those projects or in those programs, so that when we appropriate money, we are coming from an informed position to say what is it exactly that we need to do and talk to with regards to this department. So in the current form, but you would make your own assessment, it's a little bit again shallow, as we have indicated in the previous meeting.
Thank you. Maybe before the department starts, I would like to invite the head of the delegation to, or members may introduce themselves.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and thanks for the context. My name is Stanley Ndagumba. I'm the Acting Director General of the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. This is after Umamu Mpofu, whom Mpofu was appointed to be the CEO of AXA as from the 1st of February 2020.
Yes.
I would like to tender an apology on behalf of our minister, the Honorable Minister Jackson Mthembu, Minister in the Presidency, as well as his deputy, Minister in the Presidency, Ms. Chembisiwe. They are all caught up in other matters. So, hence I'm here accompanying Ms. Ideshrin Modley, who is familiar to the committee, because she has been presenting before with the previous Director General. So next to me on my right is Ms. Ideshri Modu, the Chief Director for Planning Alignment at DPME, which deals with the strategic plans and annual performance plans of both national and provincial departments. On my left, with the head of the Office of the DG, that's Ms. Nobutula Ngaba, and also Mr. Bongani Mabuza from the Office of the Minister, our parliamentary liaison officer. Chair, let me humbly apologize first for the fact that you might have received this updated presentation a little bit late, that I take full responsibility, because we had to just make sure we tighten up certain things that we picked up in the course of yesterday as well. The second point is the matter.
I see that there's a hand there.
Thank you, Chair. I didn't get the apology properly of the Minister and the Deputy Minister, because it was just that they are caught up in other matters.
Okay.
What could be so more important than our committee that neither of them can at least has come to our committee? We are dealing with third quarter reports, and it would have been actually crucial for at least one of them to have been here, since we have got last time a substandard report. So one would have expected maybe they to indulge us with their presence to this committee.
Honorable Chairperson. Yes, Honorable Chairperson, I did get appraisal from our minister about the importance of coming to this committee. He actually alerted me to the fact that at some stage, Ms. Modley did come, but the committee couldn't allow her to present in the absence of the DG. So he instructed me to put everything down to represent the department on this matter. They are busy with the matters that relate to the work of cabinet. But Honorable Chair, if at all, then they need to maybe summarize it in writing. If members want specific, then I think we can convey that message on our part.
That will be accepted.
Thank you, Chair. The second matter of the context, again, we did our best to make sure that we align to the specific question that was asked, which said to provide the Standing Committee on Appropriation with a brief assessment on the third quarter performance report on the implementation of the tabled 2019-2020 annual performance plans of national departments. So we trust that the kind of a presentation that is tabled in front of you does address itself to the very specific brief that was required of us. Probably before getting into the introductory slide, I might have to just draw the attention of the honorable members to the last part of the presentation, which seeks to address some of the contextual issues that were raised by the committee on page 53, where we are outlining how do we engage with the national departments on their strategic plans and their performance, value for money, and all of that. So whilst we will go through that detail later, basically we have three levels of engagement with the strategic plans. The first one is the actual strategic plans and APP when they are submitted. We assess them for their alignment to the National Development Plan and the priorities of government. The second one is the performance dialogue, so we provide that information.
Yes,
all right, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Chairperson. I had thought that the two of you from the chair tried to outline what is the subcommittee committee is expecting.
You know, Acting DG, unfortunately for you guys, I don't know about the last term. This time around, you have got, unfortunately, a reading crop of MPs. And for you, unfortunately for you, you have a crop with, you know, memory, which is like an elephant's one. You know, we don't forget. We know what we said exactly. And No amount of cut and paste in the same template would begin to confuse us and think that this is something new than that we said it's not. I don't know, Chair. I would be afraid of a situation where we continue with this, which is not what we wanted. What we said to the department chair was that we do receive these reports from Treasury, that is in terms of figure. We are not hungry of getting figures in terms of performance of the department. But if I may try to quote the words of the chairperson on that particular day, he was saying this committee has now taken a decision
that as bona o manjengilani. Who would just take money from that shop, rush it to the bank, you know, take it back and all that. We are not prepared to do that. What we want to do is to follow that money that we have actually appropriated. We know Treasury has done the part. What we are expecting of you is to get the impact assessment. We know the Office of the Auditor General is doing their work after Treasury would have done their work to come brief us on the performance of the various departments and entities. But we have been saying there is no way where this parliament are able to say what is the impact of these 2 cents that we have appropriated to that particular department. You know, the underperforming of this particular entity, what negative impact has it actually inflicted down there to our community? That is where we are. That is where we are. That is why we even encourage the department to be more on the ground. That's what you were saying. But now, Chairperson, with your respect, this type of report doesn't give us, I'm very honest and sincere, it doesn't give us what we want from this particular department as the Standing Committee on Appropriation. With your respect, Chair.
Honorable Tipua and Honorable Shengwa Ulful.
Chairperson, I think the former DG was part of the meeting where we did give an indication on the fact that it does look like the department is more a performance monitoring, and that's why the template chasing the targets. The department says we've got 9 targets. Have we met the 9 targets? No, we only met 8. The reason for not meeting the one is put there. That is a monitoring. But where is the evaluation on the impact on the people? The impact in terms of implementation of the National Development Plan, impact in terms of making sure that the previous and the present SONA imperatives are actually met. Because if anything, we did say as a committee, we rely mostly on the 2 departments, being DPME and National Treasury, for our work. And that's why when we motivate on whether there is a need for the money to flow in a particular route, we then use this particular department for motivation based on what they would have presented before us. If we're not getting evaluation, like for example, there was Sifiso doesn't give an indication. There was an example of the issue of education. Are we meeting our education injunction? Are we producing a better qualified, educated society? Are we able to say, like for example, I'll make an example. I've just looked at this thing on sports there. It talks about an active nation. But if you are saying to me they met 8 of their targets, how am I supposed to be able to know whether truly South Africans are starting to be an active nation? The Minister of Sports always speaks about the need for participating in different type of activities. Are those things happening on the ground level? And if they are happening, where exactly? So these are some of the things that we expect from a department that evaluates performance and be able to say to us, yes, the Department of Sport says they've got these 9 targets with regard to active citizens. But there's no sporting facilities. School sports is not happening. There's no activities in society that shows us. There's no facilities, recreational facilities, and all those type of things. This is what we would have expected from a department that evaluates performance, I mean impact. But I like we said, Chairperson, in the beginning, it's again 9 targets, 8 met, 1 not met. Why is it not met? We wait on the department. And then the DPME puts onto this document the statements that have been given by the department. So in essence, what I pick up, Chairperson, is that DPME is not, my grandmother never saw the door of a school, but she used to say to herself, make yourself useful. DPME needs to be able to prove to us that when departments see DPME, they know that, for a lack of a better word, an inspector is there to look at whether we do that which we are being paid to do. Thank you very much, sir.
Honorable Sang Wen, hopefully I'm pronouncing
it. Yeah, you are pronouncing it correct. Thank you, Chair. I was like, and now, Chair, you're going to let my in-laws go and ask back the lobol. So now I'm all of a sudden, shame. They will come and ask it back because they were there. I was in a direct representative in Parliament. Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, for me as well, the report, when I looked through the report yesterday, I was like, this is a report that will be there on handset. It will be reflected back again. And whoever that will read the report may not understand some of the things that is captured in the report if they just simply take this report and read it. And for me, there is a concern. Because if you were not in this committee and you didn't get the one-on-one briefing that we are getting from the department, you wouldn't understand what is the report about. It's just saying targets, one target, this is met, that is not met. One would have expected as well which you capture, which program, what is the name of the program, what is the name of the project that were not met that the department failed to meet the standards. Because if you take it as it is, as a normal person, even the chair tomorrow, if he were to take this report because he was not here, he wouldn't understand this report. You will seriously have to look at other documentations in order to understand this report. Because it's highly problematic, because if you check also, and what my other colleagues have also said, if you are looking in terms of, and I raised this last time in our meeting when we had a meeting with National Treasury on the deviations, or was it with the procurement, on the deviations, where deviations was met, and I made the example of public works. They did a deviation on our phones, telephone phones, and ours is the way we are staying, right? And those telephones doesn't even work. How do we measure and track those deviations as well? And that is just a simple example of the telephones, because we live there. Imagine for water and sanitation projects that deviations are being requested, and how does this department measure those programs as well? Thanks, Chair.
Surely, honorable members, if I hear you quite clearly that the committee has a very difficulty in moving forward with this kind of a presentation, which has been described almost as the same as the first one, where we send the department back. So it doesn't take us where we want as a committee to make a proper assessment as to where are the departments are in terms of performance and evaluation. if I hear the honorable committee members are saying. Therefore, it will be difficult to move forward to where we want to go in as far as this report. The format it is going to be presented, it doesn't give any clear indication and impact of what is known as the performance evaluation. And therefore, it can't be correct because this office or this department is the department in the office of the president. You must understand that. And therefore, it can't be correct that that office should be associated with a failure when it comes to the issues of monitoring and evaluation to be presented before. It presents a very bad image of that office. And it can't be correct again to send you for the second time repeating the same matter, that now your report is not of assistance to the committee. It can't be correct. Because we don't want to just to deal with malicious reporting of just figures and targets. And the committee was very strong. Let me warn you. The committee was very strong during that time. And we don't understand why is it the same matter is being repeated once more. So if I hear the committee quite clearly, they say, we must send you back. We must send you back with proper presentation, including, again, the minister or the deputy minister presenting himself or herself in this committee.
Chair, I don't think Chair,
the Minister in particular, as the one body, has to be here.
But this actually is not
his office. Your throne might. Drug mark into his office.
Or perhaps, Chair, if the acting DG could, in this meeting, be frank with us, maybe it's the question of understanding as to what is it that we want from them.
I wouldn't like a situation where we just say, "Pack, go, come back tomorrow," and then when they come back tomorrow, they do the same mistake. You know,
I think, Chair, let us take time, 5 or so minutes, articulating to the department what is it. Maybe perhaps, Chair, it goes back to you, Darren, that we should have had some kind of a strategic planning session wherein we would involve the departments with which we work so that they understand. Because as I said before, it may be that you are used to do business. You know, hence the term or phrase business as usual. That in which that business as usual was derived from getting used to business, where you open the door, you know that I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, then go for tea. After tea, I do 3, 4, 5. Lunch, after lunch, then you get used, and it becomes business as usual. Now, as I said, you have got now other political animals here who are here to rattle, whatever that was there. So it's no longer business as usual. But now I think, Chair, it's our responsibility to not just, you know, heckle the department, but then give some kind of guidance as to what is it that we want. Because honestly, as Honorable Tipo is saying here, for us, when you are, it's like when you're coming to me and say, out of 20 targets, 17 targets, not met, it's like you're saying to me, you have failed as a department. You should be ashamed of the department to come and say to me, you haven't done your work. Because immediately you just say, not done, full stop. Try to close that. Try to answer the silent questions. There would be surely the underlying question as to why. If this particular department is not performing, why is it not performing? You should be able to tell us so that we know what to do. Particularly, you know, we've been fighting with Treasury, but you are at the center of trying to convince us as to say that particular department or entity, though it has not managed to spend funds, though it has not managed to meet targets, the underlying reasons for such failure are 1, 2, 3. Because you, as this department, through your evaluation team, have gone to the field and assessed, and now you are able to come and convince us and tell us why did they fail. Those who are performing, it may happen that they are performing on paper. When you go down there, there is nothing. We've got provinces here who from time to time, they would come shining in terms of the books. But when you go back, what's the back streets, you know, where they actually operate. Our own people are crying foul that there is no service delivered. But such provinces, you know, are lifting white flags instead of the red flags which we should be hoisting through your department. And that is why, Chair, I'm saying perhaps we need time. Perhaps if your office could interact with the office of the Secretary of the Committee, get guidance. You have got our researchers here. This is in no way throwing malice at you as a department. I want you to be clear. We cannot. If South Africa would be, you know, labeling us as reactionary, if we could be, you know, hailing storms on you as the department which is actually in the office of the president. I want you to take it in that spirit. But at the same time, we are unable to say when it has got black spots, it is clear. We just cannot. We have to pick on the black spots. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to align myself with Honorable Mlenza. I actually thought it would be important for us to actually throw a lifeline to the team from DPMB and offer them the engagement with the secretary the secretariat to the committee prior to arriving at this particular point, but also for the committee to empower the secretariat to engage with the department when the documents arrive and they realize that they don't meet the indications or the requirements of the committee. But also, Chairperson, remember when we had the workshop with National Treasury, I thought that could also have been an opportunity. Remember, in the last engagement we had with the DG from now CEO of ABSA from DPME, there was an indication that there would be a day where they would come and almost like take us through a workshop with them on what the committee would expect of them, as opposed to a template of what is reported in terms of the target to cabinet. But to us, it is a different requirement. So I think it is important that we actually empower the committee secretariat to engage with them, but also to call on you, Chairperson, to say, maybe there is about time that we have that workshop that we had agreed upon with the DPME DG at the time, just like we had the workshop with Treasury with regard to the DORA and the appropriation bill. So I think it is important that we create that particular platform. I remember quite well, acting DG, that one of the things that we even emphatically raised with DPME at the last time was the consistent failure of the Department of Basic Education to spend their infrastructure funds whilst we've got children who die falling into pit latrines. And even at the time, in fact, at the particular time when we were engaged with DPME, it was the day, I don't know whether Sifiso would remember, that we had in the media young people writing exams in the sun in the Eastern Cape and somewhere in KZN. And at the same time, we had an indication that the department was not going to spend more than 80 million of its budget. So I think it's some of those things that tells you the type of impact and evaluation that we would expect from a department like performance monitoring and evaluation. Well and good to track performance against targets, but let us evaluate the impact of this programs on society so that we can then say, is there value for money? Because we're looking at money. We track everything that is given a rand or a cent from the fiscal. And that is why ours is not about whether the department has bills, what table the bill or not, but what that bill is going to do to improve the lives of the people of South Africa. That is what we are gunning for. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Musa.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think I am covered, maybe as a contribution to the way forward. In his absence, the Chairperson also requested that we put maybe a document which will help maybe to guide the department on what is there to expect. We already have a document, but I think I will share that with the acting DG, but we will also sit with the team and with the official to assist the Chair.
Honourable members, I think the committee agrees that there is indeed a need to organise that strategic session, and we'll let the secretariat liaise with the office of the Department of Monitoring and Evaluation to arrange and make a success of that workshop takes place soon. As soon as we receive the strategy plan of the parliament, I think, because we are held to ransom by that. So we just wanted the house to be sorted out first, and then we can be able to fit in the date and the time. I think it will go well with the committee.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Thank you, Honourable Members. I think the way forward that has been mapped is helping us because we will be able then to go through in much detail about the type of areas of work that we have in the department within the limits of the resources that we have. For example, on evaluation, there is a national evaluation plan that would list a set of evaluations that must be done in a particular year, And in that kind of a plan, we had previously even requested that we would benefit if Parliament, even a committee like this, which we used to report to directly as our oversight committee, could actually give us a list of those areas that they think they would benefit, they would prefer that we conduct an evaluation on and give a report to the committee, because an evaluation takes a bit of time. It does need a lot of resources and it has to zoom in into a specific area. What we don't do, for example, is to evaluate the impact of all departments against strategic plan. I must declare that upfront, because methodologically and technically, that is a massive amount of work. What we do have programs that on the ground, we call it frontline monitoring. I'm happy to see some of the colleagues in the Secretariat have been part of previous briefings on our part, because then they have a strong insight on those type of programs. What we do in terms of assessing at least 7 sectors on the ground, which includes schooling, police, and all of that, what we do in terms of analyzing progress made and towards the achievement of the outcomes, that is the 7 priorities of government, the work that we do in reviews, like the 25-year review that the President launched in October last year. So those are very analytical projects that will actually then tell us that, based on this rigorous analysis that doesn't take less than 6 months, with a range of stakeholders, we're able to pick up, this is what has been achieved by, say, the basic education sector. These are the remaining challenges. This is the weaknesses that they have, both in terms of policy, specific programs, and value for money, for example. So it's a very valid question that is being asked, and we humbly really going to align ourselves to making sure that we address ourselves to that question. Probably the last point is already covered by the point that says there will be a document that will be given that gives a contextual briefing of what really the committee wants, because really the committee does say it has raised these things, these issues before, and we should have responded in that context. The challenge we have, I must also declare, because our minister manages that very strictly, if a question is asked in Parliament to brief on a particular topic, don't go beyond that, don't go, because you might be tabling something that is wrong. So when a question then is about provide a standing committee on appropriation with a brief assessment of third quarter performance report, that's exactly what we did in terms of the report and of the strategic plans and annual performance plans. So by the context that we are given, it's very helpful. We will definitely prepare for the workshop and probably even send the documentation up front. And some of the areas might also help us to design other programs that can actually meet the specific need of the committee, which I'm reading very well that because of the nature of the work of the committee, the issue of value for money is very important for you. So then we've got to design a program that does that kind of analysis. Similarly, the analysis against the departments themselves to just get a sense of the whole value chain from national, provincial to facility level, if indeed they are making the ground. The telling examples that are being made here of, say, again, the sector of education, where they might have met all the targets in the strategic plans, but they haven't finished the budget, and there are specific things that are happening in the community that are deemed not acceptable or bad impact. So we're definitely going to make sure that we align to that type of a need, because that's the service that we must be providing to respond to the questions that principals from Cabinet and Parliament are actually interested on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, honourable members, I think that's what exactly we're having a problem with, because I don't see anything wrong as to the way we've requested, made that request to
led to come forward to us to present a report on the evaluation of the department, the manner in which it has been put. I don't see anything wrong there. What we needed to see more, it was more details on the same manner that we requested it there. So I don't, let us not go back Mr. Ndagumba. Let's not go back there. I don't see anything wrong with what the committee has requested, but what we emphasized it was we want more of what you say there, rather than figures only. So let us wait for that arrangement of strategic engagement with the department. Zola, Mr. Zende.
Thanks, Chair. Have you noticed, acting DJ, how many names that he actually called me? just in 1 minute. Oh, I'm not alone. Okay. He calls me anything. Chair, I'm thinking aloud.
Don't think aloud.
I have to. Chair, I think, Chair, we have taken about an hour or so expressing our views around the type of presentation that we want. But then, would then appeal to my colleagues and comrades that let us not declare this particular work as work not done. And I'm trying to be simplistic. Work has been done. No, I'm trying to get nice work. So let us allow this presentation as work done. And much as the acting DG would have noted concern. Because as I said, acting DG, this document is a product of business as usual. And it cannot be that for the first time that you show yourself in front of this committee as the leader, you go out through that door like, you know, bleeding. We were just putting your department into shape. That's my view, Chair. That if they can take 30 minutes or so presenting this particular work, because it is actually work done, though it has got these other, you know, shortfalls. That's my thinking, Chair. As I said, I'm thinking aloud.
now that we are coming very close to one another around this matter, because in any case we have come to this to appear before this committee, we have tried to explain our expectation today, but I think because you are already in this committee, there's a request that you, at least we, be more lenient, allow you to make a summary presentation on that, but with the caution that what we said earlier is what we wanted to see as a product that takes us forward in terms of the information. Hopefully, we are not going to be very long. Just to have an idea on what you expected to put in front here. I don't think members will go back and engage because we have made an arrangement now.
Okay, you may proceed, Mr. Takumba.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks for that opportunity. Again, we really apologize that we didn't meet adequately the request and the expectations of the committee in terms of assessing impact and value for money. And we will do our best to address ourselves to those questions in future. What we are tabling is, firstly, just the process on its own. We spent about 2.5 years engaging our stakeholders on the new guideline that guides the preparation of quarterly performance reports, strategic plans, and annual performance plan, with a view to move it from what it has traditionally done of actually requesting compliance to specific templates about reports and targets, to shift the pendulum towards results. That is, what are you producing and what difference does it make? That is a reform that will take a bit of time to sink into the system. You will see the new set of APPs and annual and the strategic plans are substantively different from the previous ones. There are additional requirements that talk to matters of development, district development model, which again, because that's still being piloted, it will take a bit of time to really get that type of information that tells us on what is happening in Or Tambo, Teguini, or Waterbeck. But we have made those requirements, and we are assisting national and provincial departments in partnership with the offices of the Premier to do that work. The report that we have here, it just focuses on the consistency between the report table in 2019-20 annual performance plans and the quarterly report, drawing from our electronic quarterly performance reporting system. What my colleague, Ms. Deshre-Moodley, will do is to quickly just summarize what you said is more the business as usual part without going into any detail, but she will quickly go to the part that shows the analysis that we do when we call departments. We have Treasury and ourselves calling departments to point out exactly some of the issues that the committee is raising, that you plan to do this, but does it really make any difference? Can you show us evidence if indeed what you're claiming that in that program, that's what you have planned? But let me quickly hand over to her to present.
Thank you very much, DG, and good morning, honorable members. I will present on the summary of the National Department's Quarter 3 performance. I'll go through the summary very quickly and through the departmental performance very quickly, but I'll spend a little bit of time on the performance dialogues, which is towards the end of the presentation. In terms of the summary of National Department's Quarter 3 performance, So the slide actually speaks to the planned targets per department, the total achieved targets, and the total targets not achieved. So in this slide, we see that Civilian Secretariat achieved 68% of their targets. The Center for Public Service and Innovation achieved 75% of their targets. Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries was 59%. Department of Arts and Culture was 84%. Department of Basic Education was 60%. The Department of Communications actually submitted their data late, so we did not reflect it. Department of Cooperative Governance achieved 68% of their targets, and the Department of Correctional Services achieved 82% of the targets. In the next slide, Defense achieved 76%. It's important to note that the Department of Energy achieved below 50% at 43.75% of targets. And as we go into the presentation, we actually give reasons as to why they actually did not achieve. The Department of Environmental Affairs was at 66%. The Department of Higher Education and Training as well was at 46.6%. That's also below 50% achievement of targets for the third quarter. The Department of Home Affairs was at 52%, Human Settlements was at 72%, Department of International Relations and Cooperation was at 66.6%. The Department of Justice achieved 54%, the Department of Labor was at 87%, the Department of Military Veterans also achieved below 50% for the third quarter, and their achievement was at 40%. They only of the 15 targets, 6 were achieved, 9 were not achieved. Mineral resources was at 78%. Planning, monitoring, and evaluation was at 95%. The Department of Public Enterprises was at 68%. And the Department of Public Service and Administration was at 84%. Department of Public Works and Infrastructure did not achieve 16 targets in the third quarter, and their achievement was at 36%. Moving on to, I think, the last slide in this round, the Department of Rural Development was at 30.4%. That was also below 50%. The Department of Science and Technology was at 59%, Small Business Development at 87%, Social Development at 68%, the Department of Telecommunications and Postal Services was at 41%, Tourism at 73%, Trade and Industry at 66%, and Traditional Affairs actually achieved all of their targets. Moving on to transport, the achievement was 80%. Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, they did not achieve 5 targets, but their total achievement was 84%. Economic Development was 93% achievement. GCIS was 89%. The Independent Police Investigative Directorate was 62%. The National School of Government achieved 70%. And National Treasury achieved 79%. The Office of the Chief Justice achieved 71%. The Public Service Commission achieved all their targets in the third quarter at 100%. The Property Management Trading Entity, which is a government component of the Department of Public Works, achieved 11% of their targets. South African Police Service achieved 55%, Sport and Recreation achieved 40%, Statistics South Africa achieved 95%, and the Presidency achieved 80% of their targets. So this is basically the composite overview of performance for all national departments in the third quarter. If we go into... Okay, so the next few slides speak to performance for each of the departments, and as you know, they give us reasons for non-achievement and corrective measures as given to us by each of the departments. I want to move to the last part of the presentation, which is the performance dialogue. Okay. So performance dialogues was basically introduced by DPME in the national sphere of government in 2018. And the purpose of performance dialogues is to allow regular and structured conversations between program managers and departments, DPME, and National Treasury on departmental, financial, and non-financial performance. So what we do is DPME, a center of government, gets together with National Treasury, and we actually do an assessment of a department's performance, looking at the quarterly performance reports issued to DPME, looking at the in-year monitoring reports issued to Treasury. So in other words, we do a value for money kind of assessment with the national department. We also bring other stakeholders into this discussion. With the education sector, we advanced because we brought provincial departments of education into the performance dialogue, similarly with health. The purpose of the dialogues is basically to have regular and structured conversations. I must say it's a reform we introduced because we didn't want to go on with the threatening way of engaging with departments. You did not achieve why you did not achieve. So we decided to introduce a dialogue because we wanted to understand why departments are not achieving. But more specifically, we wanted to know where we can assist departments in areas where there's no or low delivery. So the dialogue enables DPME and National Treasury to ensure that the relevant policies and priorities of governance are being measured. It allows for tracking of progress towards achievement of the medium-term strategic framework and development of collective measures for performance improvements. The dialogues also aim to create a safe space for all role players to discuss challenges. And that is why I said it's non-threatening, it's a safe space. Departments can tell us exactly, honestly, and frankly reasons as to why they are not achieving. In February 2020, performance dialogues were held with the following departments. It was the Department of Employment and Labor, Department of Small Business Development, Department of Social Development, Department of Military Veterans, the Presidency, and the Department of Higher Education. And in these round of dialogues in February, together with National Treasury, we got together, we discussed the assessment of the strategic and annual performance plans which DPME did. We discussed the assessment with departments. We also discussed why certain indicators from the medium-term strategic framework were not included in the assessment. Treasury discussed the funding of the plan, which priorities in the MTSF were funded, which priorities were not funded. Treasury also discussed in the performance dialogue the inconsistencies between the strategic plans, the annual performance plans, and the estimates of national expenditure. So, for example, some departments tabled indicators and targets in their strat plans and APPs, but they were not reflected in the estimates of national expenditure. And the question Treasury was asking of the dialogues is, if you don't reflect these indicators and targets in your estimates of national expenditure, then how will you plan for it and how will you budget for it? So at the end of these dialogues, there were recommendations that we made, both from DPME and National Treasury, to each of these departments. They had to go back and actually respect the recommendations in the strategic plans, their annual performance plans, and the estimates of national expenditure. So with regard to the Department of Employment and Labor, the resolution with the performance dialogue by DPME and National Treasury was that the department was to take into account the recommendations from the assessment report of the 2020-25 strategic plan and annual performance plan, paying attention to impact and outcomes and distinguishing between measures of outcomes and outputs. The department was advised to strengthen the function of employment within its plans. So in other words, the Department of Employment and Labor were going to table plans with more information and strategy and labor, but we actually advise them that they need to also focus on the employment mandate of the particular department. The department to incorporate disaggregated data of the beneficiaries, women, youth, and people with disabilities in their plans. This is the focus of the sixth administration, where in all the plans, we ask for disaggregation of beneficiaries for women, youth, and people with disabilities. This is for all national departments and all provincial departments. So we expect to see that kind of information. And then, of course, the department was advised to develop mechanisms to disaggregate data during data collection in order to be responsive to the designated group. In terms of the Department of Small Business, the resolutions of the performance dialogue was that the department take into account recommendations from the strat plan and APP assessment. The department to submit the non-financial and financial performance progress to DPME and National Treasury. The department should demonstrate in the plan how it will use the opportunity presented by the regional integration to ensure the support of small micro business towards competitive and availability to the market. In terms of the Department of Social Development, we also had a dialogue with them. National Treasury was also present. We also recommended to the Department of Social Development that they incorporate the findings from the assessment report, but also to incorporate or align their plans with the medium-term strategic framework. With regard to the dialogue within social development, the issue of roles and responsibilities and mandates was also raised. The mandate of ECD and where it lies, does it lie with DBE or does it lie with social development? So we just took discussion around that. So the other resolution was that the department to clarify the role in terms of the ECD function. We also say the department must provide reasons for deviations and corrective actions for no performance. Engage with DPME in the process of standardizing indicators, and the department must ensure alignment between non-financial and financial performance. This value for money aspect, I remember, in the Department of Social Development was raised by National Treasury, and we did agree to have subsequent dialogues with social development to see how we can assist the department, but also the sector. With regard to Department of Military Veterans, the resolutions of the dialogue was that the department to take into account the recommendations from the assessment report of strat plans and APPs. The department was advised to communicate with National Treasury in relation to changes made to the E&E indicators. This was the issue I spoke about in terms of inconsistency between the strategic plan, annual performance plan, and estimates of national expenditure. The department was advised to send the budget allocation as a standalone vote. And then, of course, National Treasury also advised, together with DPME, that there has to be alignment between financial and non-financial performance. And this guidance came about after assessing third quarter financial data and non-financial data. With regard to the presidency, once again, we advise the presidency to effect recommendations from our assessment report for strat plans and APPs. The ICT strategy should be included in the 2021 APP as it will improve performance of the department. The department should improve on the E&E processes by measuring the outputs the department will be delivering in a financial year. And then finally, our last dialogue for February was held with the Department of Higher Education. And once again, we said that the Department of Higher Education must ensure that the draft plan and APP are aligned to the medium-term strategic framework, and they also align to the revised framework for strategic and annual performance plan. At the dialogue with higher education, we also agreed that we need to have an urgent meeting in March to discuss sector indicators and also to assist the department in terms of planning and reporting. Together with Treasury, we agreed that they need that the department needs to ensure alignment between non-financial and financial performance. So these are basically the findings of the dialogue, the recommendations, and as we move on into the new financial year, we're hoping to have performance dialogues with all national departments. That brings me to the end of the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. APME, it was very brief, honorable members. Let me, oh, I've noted your hand.
Thank you very much, Chair. Now, thank you for the presentation. I only have one question. In terms of the planned targets, what informs them? And I'm sure that our interest will be on the issues that were raised before the presentation, that at least the targets should be aligned with a particular objective that will then have an impact on service delivery and value for money. And second to that, it's actually coupled with the same question. You will see that there are certain departments with only four targets, and they achieve three, and we say they are at 75%. And then you have another department with around 77 targets, and they would have achieved 51, and they are below the other one that had only four targets. And their score will sit at 66%. On paper, it appears that this one with 66% is underperforming. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the other one had only four targets. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to find out what informs that, and then we are able then to maybe respond in the next meeting to all the other concerns that members raised, and which I fully align myself with. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Zembo.
Thanks, Chair. I'm partly covered by this part of the percentage. But Chairperson, I went beyond looking at the presentation. I looked at the actual figures. And I was like, going back to what we were saying, Chair, before, you have here a department like Public Works with its entity. How serious that department ought to be, you know, in terms of servicing this country. And now you look at its performance. I'm linking this, Chairperson, with the second part of what I've noted. Your approach, Acting DG, in the performance dialogue. I'm raising this here for the second time, not with you guys. I raised it with Treasury. I know that there is this understanding that when you are in this session, you would always want to relate as colleagues, as informed by the levels of employment. And you disregard the authorities vested in each of your offices. I'm trying to pick on some nice ones here. You end up as the DG, a DPME, lowering your mandate to that level of an, if I can say, ordinary department DG. And you have this soft language you are using there of advising. But you should be using that. You shouldn't be, with your respect. Yes, you may be equal in terms of your DGs, but in terms of authority vested in your office, we cannot expect that the way Treasury, the way yourselves as DPME relate to these departments, you are actually responsible. If you would continue treating your colleagues with kid gloves, trying to maintain at the end of the day, this department would end up being, you know, useless. So try to develop some tips to bite, not just tips to smile, tips to bite. But as we're saying, Chair, we're raising those things so that perhaps, particularly, if you can flag, DG, those departments with clear non or underperformance, please flag them. Try to, let me use this word, you are afraid of. Summon. Try to summon. Summon, not convene a coffee kind of an arrangement session, where you would be talking nicely to each other. Summon them, tell them that, hey, siyacha. Because if you keep on being nice on them, we are not going to be nice on you guys. So the best is to transfer the heat to where it belongs. But as I'm saying, if they come back, they could have made a little work there in terms of lifting just one or two departments which are underperforming, so that you can, as you come back to us, say, we have interacted with them, and we have rattled their feathers also, and there's some change going forward. Even if it means you are responsible for monitoring and evaluation, even if it means you arrange bi-weekly, you know, meetings with those departments to make sure that they keep track. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. I think I've raised this also in the last chair on this department, and I raised it also in the procurement of treasury component, is that we need this department to play an active role and be almost like foot soldiers to on seeing that what the department has said they're going to achieve is achieved. And Honorable Tipuwa spoke about that earlier on, about the inspector. And it seems seemingly there's just a desktop arrangement that is happening at the department. There's no active active steps that they are taking for me. And that is what it reflects also maybe perhaps on the report. So we need the acting DG field workers that will go to this department, and as the honorable member just said, have those by a weekly meeting so that we can solve some of these targets. Now, I've just went through two departments, and it just in light also on what I said earlier on. I went to Agriculture and Forestry and Fisheries, right? And then on Program 5, the reason for non-achievement and corrective measures is supplier chain challenges. Now, if you take back what supplier chain challenges, so we need to get also in the report, when you're saying supplier chain challenges, we need the in which area, which project, so that we can know and come back and reflect. So when they are bringing the report next time, we've said, okay, this is sorted, and then maybe perhaps this department flags out to us to be, or are red flagged because if they don't solve the targets, or they don't put the proper measurements in place to solve all out all of this deviation. Because if you're going to just say supplier chain challenges, in what? How are we going to solve it? What is the measurements to solve those things? So I think for me that will also stand out, Chair. And then on the other one is the corrective governance one, the support plans not signed by councils. Yet again, which councils? We know that we have so many municipalities now that are under administration. So which support plans, which councils is effective? Because if you're going to say councils to add that on a council agenda, how are they going to put it on a council agenda if that municipality is under administration? So for us to not know the councils, it's a problem, because now you can't check, does those councils that are having that deviation, do they fall under the councils that are put under administration? So that also, Chair, that when we are putting something on and we are wanting to check it up that they are doing what they are supposed to do, and when the department are coming back, we can trace it back very quickly to say, no, it's solved and it's sorted, then to have a report and it doesn't play an active role in solving the problem. I hate working in silos or in circles, Chair. Then you don't know if you are coming or going. We need to know where we are going as the committee. So when we are done with our 5 years and we are doing our legacy report, we can safely say that this is what we have picked up in the department, that is how it was solved, and that is how we are moving forward. So that the next people that are coming in on a committee that have actively have seen to the departments are doing what they are supposed to do. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Tipu.
Thank you, Chairperson. I thought I will not speak on this matter, but I'm tempted by the part that speaks to the dialogues, and actually would want to recommend that the department actually take that approach even stronger and include especially departments that seem to have a particular benefit to the poorest of the poor. Like, for example, let me make an example. You know, if you look at your what you picked up through the dialogues, one would have thought you'd give us even more meat in terms of what else we picked up in the particular dialogues. For example, I would recommend that you look at the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform on why we seem not to be meeting, after so many years, the target of land redistribution. And if you take Chairperson, you would remember, I like that example of a Mr. Kanyile in Malmo, who said that we were given land but not the support towards the land. So in essence, the land is not adding value. It doesn't become a property, it's just, or an asset, it just becomes land that they are on. It would be important for us to track such things. And in the dialogues, it would be important for one to know what then happens to the report from the dialogues. Does it go through your minister to the different ministers so that they can then be able to look at it in terms of the performance evaluation of the directors general and with the directors general, those below them? If you look at the Department of COCTA, which we believe needs to give the necessary support to municipalities, and you look at the situation in our municipalities, Honorable Glamwini has spoken about municipalities under administration. But over and above being under administration, that speaks to political stability and other things. The municipalities are generally not functional. Many of the municipalities, as we speak, even before the end of their financial year, unable to pay salaries. What is actually happening at the local sphere of government? Is it skills? Is it capacity challenges? What is it that we just not getting or tracking? The other thing is, if you look, for example, at a department like social development, and it can't be a department that is just distributing grants. Where is the social developmental aspect of that particular department? Are we able to say we are building our communities or we are building our society? Right now we've got serious problems of drugs in our communities, all sorts of different types of drugs the young people who are at risk with the law, their numbers are just increasing, and it would be important for us to actually know what else other than distributing grants are we doing with a department like social development. Basic education, there's quite a lot of areas that one would believe we need to be able to track with regards to basic education. The issue of not only infrastructure, the output from the classroom. Are our children getting educated? Now the other day, the MEC for Education was tabling the results of the primary schools in Gauteng, indicating the number of learners who failed grade one. And already it tells you at that particular stage, if a child has got to be faced with failure, what are the prospects for the future of that particular child? So if you look at the Department of Health, every day we are faced with reports about how our hospitals. Yesterday somebody sent me, sorry to digress, Chairperson. In fact, it was a very interesting thing. A monkey jumping all over in a hospital. In the day and era with communicable diseases from animals to human beings and from human beings to animals, what then happens? But with that one, we know we have to blame these people who feed the monkeys and baboons food, and they become used to human food and they go chasing after the human food. Actually, the Department of Environment must deal with, and is it environment that needs to deal with those people? Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's important that some of these things, I mean, it tells you that we, in this time when we are faced with this disease that is ravaging the globe, and we dealing with many others that are not necessarily equally reported like this one. In fact, Chairperson, if I have to just say, as a commercial, somebody also said that it is interesting how many people are looking for masks as opposed to the number of people who are looking for condoms when HIV is equally devastating our society. So it's some of those things that we need to look into. But I'm saying there are quite a number of departments that I believe DPME could go into these dialogues with. But these dialogues must be to suss out the impact and evaluate whether this department is worth the budget that we actually appropriate. When we pass the budget in the House, we can say DPME convinced us that this is value for money.
The Honourable Member, we have just come at the tail end of the program. Unless I risk and collapse the meeting, I give you a hand, a minute.
Thank you very much for chair. Allow me to apologize for my late arrival at the engagement. I'm not gonna, I haven't really had a chance to go through much of it, but I noticed particularly on agriculture, forestry, and fisheries.
Can you come closer to the mic?
Oh, sorry. I'm normally very loud, so. I'll just touch on, I think, the Department of Agriculture, Forestry, and I see on Program 6 on fisheries, only 3 of the 9 targets have been met. And, Chair, in engagement with people on the ground, there appears to be a very, very serious problem, particularly in the fisheries sector. I don't know if our people here have been noticing what is going on the ground, particularly with the availability of fish, for that matter. There is some measures that have been put, which is marginalizing the small-scale fisheries. They are not able to get these, conduct their trade, manipulated by the big companies to such an extent that that product, those fish, particularly if you look at like, is not allowed to even come on to the, closer to the shores where these people normally fish. There is some manipulation, and I think at some stage it's, we need to look at that and see how we're going to be able to get them in to come and explain to us what is going on, so we can call in the department and deal with that particular aspect. Now, and lastly, I'll just talk about the issue of, I think, corporate governance, where we talk about urban development and things, and only 3 out of the 6 targets. And I think I don't want to overemphasize the needs, particularly on urban development and the resources that are often in the urban areas that have been designated, have not been spent, and many of these municipalities appear to be responsible for that. So on the one hand, we are setting aside budget for it. It is not being used. There is concerns raised and complaints that people are moving from rural into the urban areas, and when you allocate billions of rands, incidentally, it's not being used. So I'll just stop there for now.
Thank you, Honorable Sheikh. And let me lastly come to this one as part of the part course, because I think the discussion that members are raising are part of the areas that you come back, when you come back and meet, you will elaborate more on them. That should also assist. But let me add this to you, particularly on education, that there are, I want to know that in as far as accelerated school infrastructure program, has that program performed well, and has it improved its quality on education? Is the government getting a return on its investment from the same program? Are there any red flags identified in the third quarter of 2019-20? So we just want to get that. In which provinces do you think is the program showing signs of improvement in as far as performance is concerned? Are there any possible areas of improvement? Or should the program be continued or discontinued? On the Department of Human Settlement, how far is the issue of eradication of bucket toilets? Remember, this has been an ongoing request that our people are expecting that by this time, really, we no longer talk about it. And there have been so many resolves that we have been taking, emphasizing the need to completely eradicate bucket toilets. On Department of Transport, we want to, the same as Department of Transport, the scholar transport program, how is it being successfully implemented? Are there any hiccups? On Department of Water and Sanitation, on water leaks program, water and sanitation, maybe one should add even on the progress made on the areas of water challenges in the country. You know? Department of Rural Development on land restitution, Honorable Dipua has covered on it. I realize as one picks up in the report that you also as a department have a challenge of staff turnover as being one issue that compounds maybe or has contribution to not being able to achieve certain work as a department. So, because because it's a very important department, this one that's supposed to assist, especially with the issue of evaluation. But now when there's an issue of staff turnover, it just pours water on on all the good work that we are trying to do. So it has to be fixed. I don't know how soon, but it can be correct. It has to be fixed so that we no longer talk about a staff turnover in that department. So, colleagues, honorable members, I think with the discussions or clarity, let me say input, because we are going to expect to meet again in a very soon in that strategic session to expand more so that we find one another. So I think let me say it's enough for now, for today, with this session, and want to appreciate your for having honored this call to come to attend this meeting today, despite the rattles, because it's always necessary, because sometimes we have to be firm in doing our work to show the seriousness of the results that we want to see tomorrow. So it will be like that in most instances as we do our work. So we hope we meet and then we iron out other issues with the department. So thank you very much, and your team, Mr. Dakumba, you are released. Thank you very much, honorable members, for that first session. We'll come to our second session.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, honorable members.
Honorable members, I think there's tea there. We can have some 5 minutes break and have tea, and then we come back.